Here we come. Okay. How you doing today, Woodrow? Perfect. I can't hear you either, so go fix your thing.
All right.
Yep, now you're in.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Buzz. Technical difficulties. Tobin, please record this show, kid. I took more grief this week for that first half of that show not being recorded with Kylie. I know you didn't do it on purpose, but make sure, because we got an interview coming at 10:35. We have Jakey Dulek. Welcome to the Buzz. You in that one?
I think so.
All right. Good to have you back, Ken. So we have breaking news to start the show. You want to tell the people?
What's that? My cell phone?
Yeah.
I recovered it.
So go to my Facebook page. Just go to my Facebook page, Rich Parker. I just posted a picture of Woody's phone. Tell him where you found the phone.
On the side of the interstate. Found a battery that went off the side of the interstate over the bridge down by...
So you did guess that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you found...
I found the battery on the way up down by the pellet stove place.
Yeah.
And I see that phone... It's the bad thing that's right under the battery, kind of waves,
yep.
Come unplugged. The way I figure it, it got run over by an 18-wheeler. I mean, 18 times must run over that phone. It was bent in a U, weren't a button left on it. The, what do you call it there, that... memory card or whatever it's called, their Sims card.
Yeah.
That was gone. All the side buttons were ripped off and gone. I couldn't put a smart switch into it to try to recover my contacts and stuff. The port was just about missing.
So you brought it down to the place?
Brought it down. They go in, they said, yeah, we can do that. We'll go into the cloud and we'll get all your contacts and pictures and everything that was on there we can get. Okay. My telephone number didn't work. My email didn't work. We can't get it. So they said, okay, go home pissed off, set my phone down, go out and do something for an hour, hour and a half, come back. Doug Holman had called me. I said, how'd that phone know Doug Holman called me? All of a sudden, all my contacts and pictures.
The cloud.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
They snuck them in there.
So you got a new phone.
Yeah.
Have you figured it out?
A little bit.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
There you go. So go to my Facebook page. I got a picture of the old phone. Picture of Woody holding it. All right. Welcome to the Buzz. We got Jakey Dulek coming on. At 10:35, Jake just played his last lacrosse game after a five-year career at UMass. Great athlete. Jake went to Lebanon, Cardigan, New Hampton Prep, on to UMass. Was a hell of a high school athlete. Great quarterback. Could have played college football, 100%. Not sure what position because he played them all. So he's coming on at 10:35. Women's golf off to Vegas yesterday.
How'd that go?
Nice send-off up there at Dartmouth. They're in Vegas today. Practice round today. Practice round tourney. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, tourney. 12 teams for 5 spots. I mean, I think winning the Ivy League championship is really obviously the end result for those kids. But you know what? You never know. You know, just go out there and play golf. You know, I talked to Catherine, obviously, yesterday. Gave her a big hug. She's such a good player. Like she'll play fine, for sure. So, anyways, they're off to the races. They're in Vegas, and playing in the regional. Pretty big deal, really. Got big softball games at Dartmouth today. Greg told me 12:30 start. Got their freshman pitchers back. I guess was amazing. Like he said, got the most strikeout, best strikeout ratio in the country, or something.
Really?
Something crazy. Yeah. So she pitches at 12:30. She was hurt. Now she's back. I think they won the last last six games. They need to win two out of three this week to qualify for the playoffs.
There you go.
So they're at home. 12:30. There's two games today and one tomorrow morning at 11 before the rain comes. And there is and that green and white scrimmage starts at 10:30 at Dartmouth for Dartmouth football. The annual spring football game is today at 10:30. I was up there early this morning for breakfast with a recruit. And so, there's plenty to do today. You've got Dartmouth softball. You've got Dartmouth football. You've got the Kentucky Derby. And you got the Bruins. How about your Bruins?
How about we doing the same thing as we did last year? I guess it weren't the Colts.
How about we took three shots on goal in the two first periods total? I'm not a hockey guy, so I'm not going to criticize it, but what Marchand must be hurt. He has to be hurt. He looks like he's drunk out there.
I'm far from knowing what's going on in hockey. But when you got a power play going on and you can't get a shot,
yeah, you should.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, you should be able to take a shot on. I agree. So that's tonight, Game 7. We're all too familiar with Game 7s around here. So that's tonight. And tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo.
Really?
Yeah. You ever celebrated it?
No.
I've never been around for it.
What is it?
You don't know what it is?
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
Not really.
It's a big holiday.
It's like St. Patrick's Day. It's a reason to drink.
St. Paddy's Day for Mexico, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Except Mexico doesn't celebrate.
Yeah, it's like anything. Like St. Paddy's Day, they don't celebrate it in Ireland, right? But we do.
Huh.
That's not true, but it's kind of the same thing.
Nice.
Yep. So, big weekend for those who are drinking, which I'm not.
You're on the wagon again.
I shut it down Sunday.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah, I went to an outing last night where everybody was pounding them, and nope, ice water. I feel good today. I had the worst week of sleeping.
Another nightmare.
I only had one dream I can remember. So, I've been talking... Do you know this Jennifer Coolidge?
No.
She's the one does the commercials, like, for the credit card company. Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. Thank you for answering my call at 2 in the morning. Oh, we do it for all Discover Card people, whatever our card is, if you're a member. I bought some yellow pajamas. I don't seem to be able to pull them off. You don't know her? She plays dumb.
Yeah.
I had a dream about her.
Really?
Yeah. She wasn't as chubby in my dream. That's what I got out of the dream. I don't remember much, but I'm like, I did ask her, I go, you're putting on a front. What do you mean? Then I woke up. Thank God. So that was I slept so bad this week, so. Monday night, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, 2 a.m. Wednesday night, 4:30 a.m. Thursday night, got a little sleep. Last night, I had a little help, slept like a baby. I am thinking about everything. It's amazing what the mind can do.
Yeah.
Can someone please call and offer me some advice? Like, I'm getting a physical on Monday, so I'm going to talk to the doctor. I need some help. Sleeping.
Yeah.
Not mentally.
They'll put that mask on you.
No, that's not it. I don't have sleep apnea. I don't sleep.
That's what it is.
No, it isn't. Sleep apnea, you like stop. I don't have sleep apnea. They did want to do a study on me years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I don't sleep
enough.
Took
this long?
No.
They want to do a study on you?
They want to do a study on me. I said, I'm not coming in there spending the night. Like, that's not happening. I don't have sleep apnea. I just don't sleep. A lot of people don't sleep, right? Callers? 843-8623. Give me the best home remedy you have. Let's try to exclude the drugs first.
Well, you kind of did it last night.
No, I said
have
I had a little help.
And go to
no,
bed.
I didn't have anything to drink.
Huh? Yeah.
How do you sleep? You sleep, right?
A lot of times I do what you're doing. Like a time before fishing derby, you're going tuna fishing, you think about it. Next thing you know, you look over, half hour before the alarm's going to go off.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I finally got up at 4:30 of the night and went in another room, get away from the dogs. But it's not the dog's fault I'm not sleeping. I'm just going through stuff. I literally was scrolling the internet. I sent Toby a text at 3:07. Hey, you want to play in a golf tournament June 10th?
Did he answer you?
No, a little. He said, Kazi said he was up. I didn't send it to him. So, I don't know. Okay, so what do we got? High school sports. A lot going on here. Well, let's get to the high school sports quick. Baseball. Hanover's 3-5. Lost yesterday to Hollis Brookline. They're supposed to be a tournament contender, you know, a championship contender. Hollis Brookline's 3-5. Lebs 4-4. Winner over Milford yesterday. Newport 3-4. Lost to Sunapee 16-2. Skoma lost yesterday. They're 3-4. Woodsville Boys 9-0 again. Kearsarge 3-3. Softball Oxbow 6-0. Newport 7-0. Has an amazing pitcher through a perfect game against Stevens this week. I think they beat Sunapee yesterday, maybe 13-1.
That's something, you know.
Yeah.
Think about perfect games in high school. How many times you go to high school and see a, you know, that's.
Yeah.
Typically, you don't like to see errors, but you see quite a few of them sometimes in high school sports. And to be able to throw a perfect game, that's great for the pitcher, but the fielding was just as good.
Yep. All right. We're buying a car as I'm sitting here. It's a secret, though. Okay. Windsor 2-3 in softball. Hanover 3-5 in softball. Leb 3-5 in softball. Kearsarge 1-4. Lacrosse boys Hartford 6-1. Hanover 3-4. Kearsarge 2-3. The girls side, Woodstock 3-3. Hanover 5-3. Tennis, Leb, Hanover. Leb boys, Hanover girls, Woodstock girls, all undefeated. Leb girls 8-1. I didn't realize that we were that good in tennis around here. They've lost one match between Hanover and Lebanon.
That's
so. And ever been to a tennis match in high school? No. I haven't either. Probably not going to.
Where do they practice?
They used to play at the CCBA, Lebed it outdoors. I don't know where they play now. Someone could call and tell us at 843-8623.
I mean, that must be one of the only sports you don't have a thing on your home ground. Baseball, you got your field, football.
No, they have their home court.
They have their own tennis courts?
Somewhere. They're playing it. Somewhere is their home.
I know, but it isn't on.
I mean, Hanover plays baseball in Wilder. All right, you listen to the buzz. We got to take a break. We'll be back after the break.
I couldn't even hear that music.
We'll figure out where Leb Tennis is playing. Someone send me a text.
Bam!
Every word I say! I'm back on. Let's thank the sponsors quick. Jake's Market, Kidder's Automotive.
They can't fix a scrap.
Upper Valley Stove, Shawnee Griffin. Wilson Tire, kept us rolling along this week. Thanks for the help over there, Mark. Richards Electric over in Wilder. Marsh Brothers Deli. HP Roofing, they're not goofing their roofing. Martin's Mechanical, our favorite plumber. William Smith Auctioneer. Looks like he's gearing up for a big auction. I was over there the other day. JS Auto Body. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Field and Sons out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs, Chad Hemingway, Barden Concrete, Hilton Garden Inn, Lundy's Lawn Care, East Plainfield Auto, and Allen's Vending, home of the hotline, 843-8623 or 8628.
That's the quickest you've ever done the sponsor in 15 years.
In the show?
Yeah.
I know, it just popped out at me.
Huh.
Okay.
Right there on the papers. What are we thinking?
Let's get to your Red Sox.
What are we thinking, Red Sox? You haven't been watching them that much.
I haven't watched them at all. I know what they're doing. I just listen to the radio during the day.
They're, either 2.5 or 3.5 out of first place. Baltimore, Yankees, top two. Baltimore being the top. But they haven't played anybody.
Right.
They've been playing, you know, the Giants. Angels were mediocre.
Cubs
were terrible.
Yeah.
And we were only 2 games out of first. They dropped last night. But when they play the top-tier teams, there's no comparison.
How are they doing with the fielding? Is the fielding any better? They were terrible last year. They were last in the league.
They're terrible this year.
Are they really?
Yeah. It's the little things, and I think it's, I don't know if it's just because they're so young. I don't know. I don't blame it on anything. They're major league players. Like, for instance, I guess Houck went into the seventh inning, I think losing 1-0.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they had that in. Twins lays down a bunt, a walk, bases loaded, and we bring in a reliever, and he gets a pitch clock violation. In comes one run.
A run scores on it?
Yeah, because bases were loaded.
Yeah.
Then a hit, and then they Twins put it away.
Yep.
And
where did the Twins get good? They're 11, and they won 11 in a row, I heard on the radio.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But I don't know. Just that. I mean, it all works hand in hand. The hitting was very good. We were playing the lower tier team.
Right.
And now when you step up into better teams, you got better pitching. And they're getting them now.
You know who they're facing on Tuesday?
Sale.
Yeah. Chris Sale, Hotlanta.
Yeah. That'll be a game to watch.
How about him? He's healthy.
I don't know what his record is or what it is. I mean, we should only lose a half a game because we're paying half his salary. Imagine that.
No. I don't know. I find it. I know everybody's all giddy. I listen to the. Oh, they're better than we were thinking. I'm like, slow down. It's been a month.
Yeah.
Right? It's a journey, that baseball. The best teams always find a way.
It's not a sprint.
You said, they haven't played the Yankees. They haven't played Baltimore.
No, they played Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think they won one. We
won one?
Yeah.
That's good. Lost the.
Well, at least last year we got swept by them.
That's true. That's when we knew out of the gate last year, right? Because we didn't think Baltimore was good last year at the beginning of the season. Yeah, so, all right, well, put your socks on. I don't think it's too tough to get a ticket down there, is it?
No, they haven't had packed house in there.
We should go to a game. No?
Maybe.
Do a Sports Buzz Sox game?
We go up in the booth. We'll do it from the Green Monster.
No, no, no. Not us. Like, a bunch of people.
Oh.
Do like a Sports Buzz Red Sox day.
That's a long trip. That's a long trip.
No, we're not doing a bus crawl.
Well, that's what it ends up.
Well, all depends. I think we could arrange that. That would be fun. We'll wait till we get later in the summertime
when it's warmer.
Well, when it's warm and, like, nobody will be there. Like, we might even have the park to ourselves.
We might be able to get a buck a ticket.
We'll get dollar ticket, sit on the Green Monster. Everybody who listens to the Valley Buzz. That'd be a fun day.
Red Sox game / pub crawl?
Yeah. I don't know about.
There's way too many pubs.
Mikey Schaefer was there Thursday. It was half empty.
Yeah.
And they're playing good. So it's just going to get worse. I mean, that's true, though. If we got Butler's bus service to bring us to Fenway, boy, that'd be a long ride home.
When's the last time you can remember you had half Fenway full?
Never.
At this point?
Never in our lifetime.
That's terrible.
No, because people are fed up with the cheapness.
Yeah.
It's about the cheapness. It's about a guy who owns this, owns that. and won't spend any money on his team because he thinks because they won four World Series that everybody's satisfied. That's just not, now the expectations have been raised so high. People are just sick of the nonsense. I bet if he sold the team, that's what it's going to take. I think if he sold the team, people would go to the games.
You know who I'd like to see come in by the team?
Brady.
Mark Cuban.
Oh, my God. We'd be paying luxury tax every year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need somebody like Mark Cuban to come in by the team. He wants to win. He'll go get you.
Yeah.
It's easy.
That would be awesome. Even I'd go to the games then. I would. Listen, we've said it year after year. Just give us a product we could cheer for. Be competitive. And I know they're off. They're over 500 and everybody's happy. But like Woody said, they haven't played anybody
the
yet.
The grind of the good teams is not. We haven't played Houston. We haven't played the Yankees. We haven't played them good teams.
Right. Yep. I mean, but it's better than nothing, I guess.
Well.
I mean, it's better than being 10 and 20.
We also haven't had a healthy team.
No, we have. We have 16 guys on. But it's always something. That's the thing. It's always something. A lot of teams have injuries, but we weren't thrilled with the lineup that we had to begin with.
Right.
Really? Were we?
We knew what we needed. And there's been some. There's been at least one guy.
How's this Steel guy? Is he good?
Who?
Steel?
Steel?
I don't know. Isn't it?
O'Neill?
O'Neill. My bad. See, that's how much I watch.
Yeah, you just.
I'm turning into you.
Hey, he's leading the team in home runs by plenty. I think he'll be good. Him and Abreu. Last year we talked about Abreu that came up, and I said, boy, he looks like he's going to. And given a chance, because this year we've had so many injuries. I mean, he's hitting 305 right now, a couple home runs.
I was your center fielder.
Doing well.
So is that the outfield? Where does Steele play? O'Neill, my bad.
Left.
Okay, so that's your outfield. Abreu and Duran.
Duran.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you shoot yourself when on a DL last night.
I heard he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. With bad thumb?
I guess so.
Yep. Get it stuck somewhere.
Is
your guy still playing first, Dahlbeck?
No. No, we got a new guy in from AAA, and I don't know his name.
How is he? Can't be too good if you don't know his name.
Right.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah. Now, but I mean, it's a.
We got our first baseman batting ninth. Like, isn't he supposed to be your power hitter?
Who is it?
Hello.
Kenny.
Hello there, Richie. It's Dave Jankowski from Golf Garage.
How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Great.
Right. So thanks for having me on.
Oh yes, man. So I went down to your building this week. So Dave has he built a golf garage down by Wayne's World. It's indoor golf facility. It's turning into Anytime Fitness. You get a key code, and he's got three beautiful simulators, a putting green. You could chip down there. He's gonna have club fitting. He's got all the cameras. You got it all going, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my second location. I own one up in South Burlington, and we're pretty much for the golf enthusiast. It's not as much entertainment based. Although people do come in, we have three TrackMan simulators, and people can come in and play simulator golf and just enjoy themselves. But we have V1 Studio, which is high speed cameras, and we have pressure mats. We have some 3D software stuff that we do.
Dave,
fitting. So it's really all sort of it's pretty much based on game improvement, instruction, and giving people a year-round place to work on their golf games.
Okay, you're talking to the sports buzz crowd with all this technology. Just for the record.
Yeah, we have to educate them on it a little bit. At some point.
You better help me out too.
I'm here for you.
How does it work? So you can buy a membership, right?
Yeah, so you can go on. It's,
do you guys want to hold them over after the break?
NH is, you can Google that or jankogolf.com, and you can essentially do a couple of things. You can just book a simulator time when it's available. Everything's done online.
Okay, so what's the site they go to?
You can either Google Golf Garage NH.
Yep.
That's probably the best way to go about it. That'll get you to the site, and
yep,
you can either book an hour of sim time if that's yep, what you want to do and come check it out. But for people that, you know, you want to use technology to sort of train and get better, or people just like to hit some balls inside and play some indoor golf, you can do a monthly membership. So it's 7 days a week from 5 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Yep.
You pay a monthly subscription, and then you get access on your phone to a keypad. We teach you how to turn the equipment on, and you come in and you book an appointment on the online software, and you use it at your will.
And you give lessons too.
We give lessons. We're going to be doing, we do club fitting, but it's more for, you know, customers and clients that we're working with that we see might need some, you know, some adjustments to their equipment. But yeah, yep, we do that. We have putting technology. I've worked with Titleist pretty heavily, so Scotty Cameron, that sort of stuff. So
okay,
yeah, pretty much anything perfect that you want to do to work on your game, improve your game, that's where our focus is.
There you go, man. Okay, we got to go to break. The Golf Garage,
right,
open for business.
Come by okay, and see us. Jim LeClaire is running it. I'm down there every other week teaching. We'd love to have people stop by and just check it out.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Best of luck with it.
Yeah, thanks for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Bye. Great facility. Beautiful facility down there. Right down by the old Rockdale. Right there on Mechanic Street.
Really?
Yep. Beautiful. Golf Garage. Hey, listen to the buzz. Rich and Woody coming back with Jakey Dulac.
Bam!
Did he stop?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back to the buzz. I'm in and out. You can hear me, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. We're waiting on...
So what are we thinking about the Bruins?
I'm going against the grain tonight. I think they're going to win a game.
Boy, I think a lot of people do. But how does this work? 2 years in a row.
It's not just 2 years in a row. It has happened. They've won one championship in 50 years.
No, I get it, but 2 years in a row. Last year, they had the best team in hockey.
They lost in the first round.
Who is it?
Hello?
Who is
Jake
it?
Jake Dulac.
Jakey, calling from UMass.
How you doing, Rich?
How you feeling this morning?
I'm doing all right.
I bet you're feeling better than some of your parent friends that you know.
Probably.
I was with that crew last night.
That was fun.
Always is. Always is. After eating fajitas, your mother, Chase on the grill. Okay, okay, so let's go through your career short. Leb. Start at Leb. Head to Cardigan Mountain for 9th grade, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Take it to New Hampton Prep. When did you take up lacrosse?
I mean, I always played when I was younger, but at Cardigan, I kind of started taking it serious. And then New Hampton, my coach at New Hampton kind of like said I could have a chance at playing in college. So
yeah,
I kind of took it more serious there freshman year and then started playing club lacrosse after that freshman year and then just kept trying to get to go D1 after that.
So how many years at New Hampton?
5.
5 years.
Yep.
You have to be the greatest football player that ever went to New Hampton, and no one ever talks about it.
I don't know about that. But.
I mean, I went to like at least 5 games, and the least amount of touchdowns you scored of the games I went to were 4. I mean, one game you threw for 3, ran for 2. Ran a kickoff back for a touchdown, and you're punting, right? Were you the punter or the kicker?
Yeah, punter.
And where'd you play on defense?
Safety.
Yeah. Safety, quarterback, yeah. Punter, punt returner. Oh, my God. Running around that field like it was gym class. Okay. So now you go, you get to the end of your career. Where do you have a chance to go to school to play lacrosse in your mind? Like, who was your final three? Did you have three, or was it UMass all along?
I was UMass all the way because my roommate at New Hampton also was committed to UMass Amherst.
Yeah.
So we wanted to go together.
Wow, the buddy system.
I know. Yep.
Okay, so you have – I want to talk about a Division I athlete, but I also want to talk about the emotional ending for you at the end of this. So just prepare yourself for that. I don't want you to start crying again. Because I know how emotional it is to end your career with your best friends. So explain to the people, like, what happened to you that – you never thought about being a Division I athlete, like what? Because it's really hard to be a Division I athlete. That's the point I'm trying to get across. But what was more demanding as you left New Hampton and what you know now?
I would say, as I was leaving New Hampton, I didn't realize how hard I would have to work in the summers for like off season for lacrosse.
Yeah,
and especially I was working landscaping at Lundy's, and then last year I had an internship at a construction company. So just balancing the workouts with work, that was a lot.
Yeah. So the summertime, see, that's something nobody thinks about. You know, when they think about their kid being a Division I athlete. So walk us through a day. So what's the worst part of the season? Preseason.
Season probably two. We have 2 days in preseason, so early January.
So give us
like January 5th.
Give us the schedule. Give us a day in Jake Dulac preseason, right from when you wake up.
Preseason, we wake up at like 7, breakfast, team breakfast at 7:30, so we're all together there. And then we go down to the bubble indoor facility here, and we do pep practice there at 8:30 to like 9:30. And then after that, we go back to our locker room, like, team meeting place. We do team meetings, film, then we hop in the ice tubs or hot tubs, and then we go team lunch, and then we would have a little time off, and then like a 3:30 or 4 o'clock practice to like 6, and then we have team dinner, and then do it all over again the next day.
So everything's team oriented.
Yeah, all team,
all the time. Yeah, all team all the time. That's why you guys are so close, and that's why it was so sad when it ended.
Yeah.
Do you get to the point preseason where you're sick against battling each other like every other sport?
Yeah, it gets. We're ready to play another team, play another color, so it gets good towards the end. And then first game start up end of January, beginning of February.
Yeah.
And then we just finished up. 2 days ago.
Okay, so give the people a weekly schedule in season. So, do you get a day off?
Yeah, Sundays are our day off.
Sundays, so day off.
We play Saturday. We have games Saturdays, so we'll practice Monday through Friday. Either travel down on Friday or Thursday, or if it's home, we'll go to a. We have a team dinner every Friday night if it's home game, and then. We play Saturday, and then Sunday morning is an optional like recovery session with the trainer.
So how long is practice the same time every day during the week?
Yeah, on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays it's at 3:30, and then Tuesday, Thursdays it's at 11.
So you have to have your class schedule. Everything's around lacrosse.
Yeah, everything's around it. We have our academic advisors. Freshman year, we have a meeting with them. They set up all our classes. And then we have the same one for all. Well, I've had it for all 5 years. So,
wow,
with setting up schedules, conflicts, with traveling,
that makes everything easy on the kid, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, class scheduling and housing and all stuff that gets in kids' ways quite often.
Yeah, they take good care of us down here, which is nice.
Can you explain how important budgeting your time is to be a college athlete?
It's really important. You gotta choose when you want to, you know, go out, or I guess you gotta go to class, or you don't want to go to class early in the morning. You gotta go to class, and you know, get those good grades.
You have choices to make.
I know you do.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I tell my kids all the time, there's like, what, 268 hours in a week or something crazy or whatever it is. And 168 hours in a week, I only have you for 20. That leaves you with that leaves you with 148 hours to make your own decisions and your right decisions. Days.
Well, you got to figure out your
schoolwork
and all that business. There ain't too much time off.
Yeah, schoolwork and then film and then doing extra work, like if that's going up to the field, shooting, doing some footwork, extra lifts.
Is that expected?
It's hard that you got to kind of handle.
So you got 20 hours a week technically, but that's a, kind of a joke, right?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of stresses it out.
Yeah. All right. So let's wind it down. Here we come. Go ahead, Woody.
What about the goalie in this lacrosse thing? It takes a special guy to be the goalie.
I always said anybody who's a goalie in lacrosse, Jake, lost a bet somewhere along the line.
The goalie we have is he's been my roommate for 5 years. He's an All-American. He's probably the best goalie I've ever played with, so he's really good.
How sore is he on a Sunday morning?
Oh, he's got bruises all over his legs. Bad.
That's crazy. I know.
What's he wear for gear, Jake? He's got a face mask helmet?
He's got a helmet and then like a chin guard and then like a throat guard and then just a chest protector.
Can they not wear shin guards?
They can, but...
Real men don't, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
First 10 shots would be because
Jackson, our neighbor's a goalie. I go, do you wear stuff during practice? No, that's not what real men do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, we got to go to a break. I want you to hang on because I want to get to the final chapter.
Right.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Listen to Jake Dulac, Lebanon's finest.
Bam.
Gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Rich girl. No, you can't. All right. Welcome back to the bus. Jakey. Jake.
I think he fell asleep.
Is he not there, Tobin?
I kept him on, and I said I'd bring him back as soon as the commercials were over.
Hopefully he calls back because I know he's listening. All right. What a story.
I mean, people don't know what it takes to be. I mean, it's easy to sit here and go, oh, yeah, my boy's a Division I.
You got to be so dedicated.
Division I basketball player.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. It's a lot. It's
you
a lot.
You got to be prepared.
That's why I wanted him back on. Like, that's why I wanted to get him on to begin with. He just finished his season on Thursday. Like, he's right. He's not even over it yet. You know, it's like.
The work is incredible. I mean, if you think you're gonna go play a Division I sport and drink all the time, you might as well just not go.
Jake is on. It said Jake's on hold, Tobin. So can you unhold him? Hello.
Hey, I'm back again.
Hey, good to have you back. Hey, before we get into the final chapter, we gotta give a major shout out to your parents, don't we?
Yeah, my mom, dad.
Oh my God, they miss a game.
No, they would come to all the games, but even before that, at New Hampton, they were Cardigan, always there, and then. Especially my dad in the summer playing club lacrosse, driving to Maryland,
Philly,
like every other weekend, Philly.
Yeah,
yeah. There were a lot of sacrifices out of them, and I wouldn't have been able to do anything in my athletic career without any of them. So
I got to give a big shout out to your sister, Ella. She's graduating in a couple weeks, and she may have cured me last night. So appreciate it, Ella. It worked. Okay, so let's get to the final game. The clock's ticking down. You're losing a heartbreaker to St. Joe's, the provider. Your career comes to an end. It comes crashing down in one final moment. What were the emotions?
It was a close game, and we're going into this game just like I was telling the guys all week. Like they beat us. They beat us last year by one, and then this year they beat us in the regular season by three. I was just saying to the guys, just you got to believe in us. You got to believe in yourself. You know that positive self-talk to just kind of trick your mind that we can do this. And then we're playing a great game, coming down. I think we're down one at halftime. And then they go on a run, we go on a run, and then we just couldn't crawl back. I think they ended up winning by two. But in the last seconds, it's just like you can't really describe how it feels because it's like everything's, you know, kind of crashing down because –
it's over.
The amount of time you put on that work on that field, and then you're standing around seeing all like my roommates.
Yep.
We're all crying. We're like, this is the last time I'll ever play a sport. A lot of them too. So.
But maybe you get to play flag football, men's league.
Yeah. Pick up basketball.
No. So.
And then after that, we're all hugging. Then I go and see my parents. Right on the gate on the side of the field and crying with my mom and dad. Susie was down there, so that was nice. And Chase came down, so it was really just me thanking them for everything they've done for me.
Yeah, what a career
without them. So
think about where you came from, though. Leb started out Leb Junior High.
I know.
And then you just what a run you went on. Cardigan, New Hampton for five. UMass for five, right?
Yep, five. Fifth year this year.
Christ, you should be a doctor by now.
I know.
And
that's
so
that's the joke they have on the team because I'm so old.
Listen, Jake, I graduated at 24, kid. I took 2 years off after high school myself and went for 4.5. I'm not throwing any stones here. Me, you, and Tate Singleton. All right. So listen, great job. You have a job?
Yeah, I'm working for Consigli Construction. They're out of Massachusetts, but I'll be working in Hanover this summer, towards the end of the summer, and then fall into winter at the Hopkins Center.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Hopkins Center, the project.
Yeah, so I was on that last summer with them, and then I got a full-time job with them, so I'll be back there end of August.
So I'm going to ask you quick while everybody's listening. Is your bride graduating this year?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where's she headed? She headed up to... Sunset Rock?
No.
All right. Hey, congratulations on an amazing career. You are just a kind-hearted, hard-working kid. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich.
Okay, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks. Yep. Have a good day.
So when he...
Yep. Here we come. There you go, Jakey Dulac in the books. So NBA playoffs. Woody's got ESPN on in here. We're high quality tech now here in studio. I guess we call it the studio.
Yeah.
NBA. Dallas knocks out the Clippers last night. They play the Thunder. Denver knocked out the Lakers 4-1. They play Minnesota. You got the Knicks knocked off Philly. Milwaukee got beat by Indiana. So it's Indiana, the Knicks, and the Celtics are waiting on the winner of Cleveland-Orlando, who forced a Game 7 last night. So the Celtics will not play until Tuesday night at home. Do you care who they play?
Not really. I mean, by rights, the Celtics ought to walk over this side of the
team. I know they should, but
will they? Don't know.
Let's talk about the Celtics. So I got to say, the last two games, they played amazing. Tatum was basically a spectator for the first quarter of each game. He's just standing around watching, got his hands on his hips. He took two shots in the first 9 minutes the other night. Brown looked like amazing besides keep dribbling the ball out of bounds. Other than that, he was amazing. And that Derek White looked like Steph Curry.
Right. That's what's getting them over the top right now.
38 and 25.
What about Porzingis?
He's out for this next series. I mean, if he tore his calf, I don't know. Listen.
Did he play with
Injuries are playing a role in the playoffs. Milwaukee had Giannis and the other guy were out.
Right.
Like
Embiid.
Embiid's hurt. They're out. Right? That's just part of the game. But Porzingis is just one of them guys, and you knew it when you got him. I mean, he took off 25 games in regular season. They were 21-4 without him. It's not like they can't win without
right.
him. And they didn't play all bad teams. They went over it the other day. They played some pretty good teams. So it's not like they can't win without him. But obviously it helps to have a 7'2" guy out there on the floor who's, you know, well-skilled player. But I don't know. Like, sometimes you watch him, you're just like, what are you doing? And then, you know, they
It's like when they hit their threes, they beat them.
I know, but you could say that about every team. I
mean,
when Miami hit their threes, they beat the Celtics in the one game they won.
You're exactly right. I get it. But it's when they don't hit their threes, they continue to shoot them.
Right.
I'm about to make one here. I'll make the next one.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're down by 20. Where is it where you can turn it around and take a different direction at that?
Well, that's the difference between Brown and Tatum. Brown gets to the basket.
Yeah.
Like, he chests up. He chests you right up. He does. Tatum, he doesn't. He goes the other way. You know, he'll take an open dunk. You know what I mean? But he doesn't push the issue, Tatum.
Why do we got to do Faye Dunaway's from the three-point line?
How about he's shooting backboard balls and, like, he's not even hitting the rim on some of his shots? Like, I don't understand that. I really don't. Caitlin Clark right here on TV made her debut last night in the first preseason game. She had 21. They got beat. She got a shot blocked at the end of the game. She was complaining, but so she scored 21 in her first game. Look how big the girls are covering her. She's not in college anymore. Yeah, so we'll see. So anyways, so the Celts, they'll start Tuesday night. More importantly, you got the Bruins tonight. At home.
Game 7.
You know what I was stunned at the other night, going back to the Celtics after the game? How many grown-ups are wearing basketball jerseys and stuff?
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do that.
No.
Like, if I'd buy my kid one, right?
Get painted all up.
For a basketball game.
How do you even get to the place? Don't you have to stop at a convenience store and they go?
No, how do you get to that place mentally and physically?
I have no idea.
I'm getting painted up tonight for the Celts game. Can you imagine that? Me and you driving down the Celts. We got paint under our eyes. I got the jersey on, a big Al Horford. And you're wearing a LeBron jersey.
Yeah.
And we come strolling in holding a couple Miller Lights. There are 15,000 people who do that every night.
Every night. Whether they go to the game or not.
Oh, my God. Outside after, like, the people are just so... It's like... Who even has that much energy to cheer for your team after a game? I got to go to work tomorrow. It's amazing. It's something. I mean, they're making money. People are going to the games. But that's what winning does for you. That's what we're talking about, right, with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Right? That's what winning does. People are contagious to winning, and they're also contagious reversely when you're losing.
Right.
You know, everything, you know, it's a cycle. Being in the middle is not terrible. But being really bad stinks.
Yes.
It really does. Like, I think if the Patriots went 8-8 this year, people would be thrilled to death. 8-9 or something.
Yeah.
Right? Just to see some progress.
That would be a win.
Right. I agree. So, I mean, so we're not talking championship here, people. Like, that's not, we're not the Boston media.
We want a product on the field when it comes down to the end. We're battling for that.
We have a chance.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Not out of it with a month to go. That's all we're looking for.
So what happens to the Bruins? I know we're flip-flopping here. What happens to the Bruins if they lose tonight?
Last year, you fired the coach.
Yeah, then he won the Stanley Cup with another team.
Yeah. But it can't be the coach. Is it?
No. Well, here's what I say about the coach. So we flip-flop goalies since February, and then we get to the playoffs, and we say, just kidding, we're not doing that anymore. And listen, they have the best goalie. He actually has the best – he's the best goalie in the playoffs besides the guy from Toronto who's played two games. Of all the teams, he's doing his job, but, like, you can't take one shot a period and expect to win a hockey game.
I don't get that.
Maybe they know – I think Marchand's hurt. And what's his name? His Pasta. He's like Jason Tatum. He's the Jason Tatum of hockey. Regular season, 50, 60 goals, come playoffs. Is Pasta playing this? Is he playing tonight? I haven't seen him.
How do you come down on a power play and not have a shot? How does that happen?
You know what's like any team that you play for, like when we played basketball? Like it seemed like every team we played against shot great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I watch the Bruins, I see the other team's power play. Actually, I got to say the first period in Game 5, Toronto looked like they were on a power play the whole first period, whether it was five on whatever it was. But yeah, but they just don't seem to have the spacing. Like, we don't have that extra man open like other teams do. That's just how I look at it.
So where does that come in? Does that come into coaching?
I don't think so. I mean, these guys have played hockey their whole lives. They know how to set up a power play. There's nothing. You don't invent anything
but
new.
But you get no shot in 4 minutes.
I don't know. So someone hockey worthy called the show. 843-8623. We got two baseball, basketball, golfers talking about hockey.
Now, I guess Browning would have to call, but he probably won't.
We'll have Jeff Flanders call for him. Hey, you seen Browning? Okay, we got Rory and Shane Lowry win the Zurich Classic, the team championship last week. I don't think he played. I think Rory finally got a win. He had to get a partner to do it. This week they're playing in the Byron Nelson in Texas, and a 16-year-old kid, I believe he's from China, Andrew Kim, maybe that was the name. He made the cut, 7 under par, 16 years old on the PGA Tour, not the Corn Ferry. So that'll be something to watch this weekend, to watch him play.
Huh. I mean, I got to just change subjects and go back to baseball.
Yeah, you're a baseball guy.
So Devers has an interpreter.
Yeah.
Okay. How does he go over and talk to the pitcher?
Where's the pitcher from?
Hauk.
Dominican?
Hauk.
Say that.
If Hauk is pitching and Devers comes over to talk to him, he ain't got no interpreter.
Right. No,
I'm just trying to figure this out.
No, you're right. Yeah. No habla. But he can talk to the pitcher, but he can't talk to the media.
Right.
Maybe Hauk speaks Spanish.
Could be. I don't know, but I doubt it.
I mean, he could. It's not likely, but...
Do you think these professional players, they're making...
I know where you're going with this. You want me to say... Do you want me to interpret what you're going to say?
Yeah.
These professional players come over here, they make all this money. Shouldn't they be able to learn how to speak English?
They should be taught to speak it.
Right. I know. I'm just trying to interpret your thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... They can. They can understand it. They understood it when they signed the contract.
Yeah.
How much was that? Is that $300 million? Yeah, sure. Thank you. Rafi, can we talk to you? No habla.
Yeah.
What?
And that goes around so much, I get to laughing.
Was it that way when you played?
Yeah. I didn't see. I mean, there's so many Japanese.
I know it's different from when you played, but you definitely had some.
Dominicans were the ones.
Yeah.
And a lot of them knew it.
Did they speak
and
English?
They talked back and forth with you. And then you had a couple that didn't claim they did.
Well, Well, I know that when my wife cusses me out in German, I know what she's saying, even though I don't speak it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so they can understand it. Maybe they can understand it, they can't speak it.
But it's used so much. I mean, I see it now at work around here. You got your whatever.
You work with the guys.
Yeah.
And you talk to them. Hey, how you doing?
And we're going through a building. The owner of the company says something to this group, and they say, speak no English or no comprende,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I said, Tim, they understand you. Yeah. I said, hey, have a good day. You too. It's like, come on.
Well, maybe the least they say, the better off they feel like they are.
I guess.
I wish there was a lot of times I couldn't speak English, to be honest with you. I'm just saying. Or didn't understand it. I don't know.
I just think the amount of money that these people are making,
that they should be able to
should be able to do enough to get through an interview. Yeah.
And I think most of them could if they had to.
I believe so.
Yeah. They just don't want to. You know, some people are private. You think about a guy like Rafi. We don't know anything about him off the field.
Right.
Literally nothing.
Nothing.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
He's not giving you anything, and he's not giving you a reason to find out anything. Right? So there's something to that.
Yeah.
Right? What about Otani? Didn't he need an interpreter for a while?
He needed one.
Yeah. He don't now.
You don't know anything about that now. It broke the media, and it's gone.
So what?
Plain and simple.
So what'd he do? He got caught.
His interpreter got caught taking money from him.
$4 or $5 million.
More than that, they come out, like 15, 20 million.
That he lost gambling.
Yep.
And Otani had no idea
and
it was missing.
He claimed he didn't know how he got it.
So basically, Otani was gambling.
Yep.
And they're covering it up because he's the number one player in the world, yeah, of the world of baseball.
Right. And Pete Rose is one interpreter away from the Hall of Fame.
True. All right. You listen to the buzz. We'll be back after the break and break that down.
Bam.
This is your song. Flip phone, take it on home. Hey, welcome back to the buzz. We're just talking gambling, I guess. You made a good point, though, Pete Rose. If you had an interpreter, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. You're probably right. You know what kills me? Like, you watch a basketball game now, right? And right before the game, they come on FanDuel Sports.
Everything.
I mean, doesn't that just make you think, like, what the hell's going on?
Like, it's all money.
I don't know what the spread was the other night on the Bruins game, like the over and under. I thought it was higher than 3. I thought Kazi told me it was a higher number, but can you imagine if the over and under was 2.5 and the Bruins score with like a half a second left in the game to make it 3?
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, how can you go all game and not score? And a half a second left, you push one in. But I don't get having the gambling sites on 3 minutes before you have a game on that everybody think is on the up and up. Like, it's just a bad look.
It is. I mean, you think about all the referees and umpires, and you know they're on it.
Well, they got to be.
They ain't. They got somebody on it for them.
I mean, they have definitely caught a bunch of athletes gambling under other names. Like, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Just like, you know, they watch the trends of gambling. And so there have been some athletes got caught this year having their friends gamble for them in games that they're playing in, which Like, we know. Like, I know for people to think that it doesn't happen, you're just naive. I'm sorry. I've been saying it since I was 3 years old. Everybody always gets pissed at me. But it's just the way it is. It's entertainment. That's the part that, that's what makes me laugh about the fans. That's why I always, like, make fun of the fans. It's just, it's like going to, I don't know, watching the freaking Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, right? You go to the theater, you 10,000 people, you watch the show for 2 hours, and you leave like, man, what a great show that was. We're definitely going to try to go to another one. That's what pro sports is now. Like, as much as you don't think that it is, it just is. And I'm not saying they're not trying and they're not trying to win. That's not what I'm saying, because everybody wants to win. But you also have to realize, for these teams that are out of it from the get-go, they literally, with 2 months left in their season, are counting down the days for vacation. Like, it's their job.
Right.
You know, they don't have to get up and go to work. No different than us going to Maine once a you know, 1 week or 2 weeks of the year you go on vacation. It's the same thing for those guys. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, when I saw Mike Trout was hurt again the other day, I'm just like, this guy's like Chris Sale. He has the best life of any athlete that has ever been born. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars. He's playing in no man's land where nobody cares about baseball. He never makes the playoffs, and he's hurt half the time. And he makes $40 million a year. He's got the best job in America. He really does. Everybody leaves him alone. There's another guy we know absolutely nothing about. We know that he likes to hunt and fish, and that's all that we know about him. Right? He stays right out of the limelight. He doesn't want to play in New York and Boston. He doesn't want the aggravation. He's from Jersey.
Right.
You know, he just doesn't want the aggravation, which is that tells you something right there. Really?
But how can you be like a Mike Trout and not want to win a World Series?
Because he's just, it's a job to him.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, if you think about it, you win the World Series. That's an extra, month or 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And not to sound like a jerk, but you only make like $300,000 for a guy who makes $40 million. He can make $40 million. He could have 6 weeks off instead of making $300,000.
So what's Mike Trout make?
$40 million a year.
Yeah. How many commercials do you see Mike Trout in?
None.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, he's not that guy. I just said that. He's in.
No, I get it. But here's a guy for his first 8 years. Was MVP, and if he wasn't MVP, he was second MVP.
Yeah. Right.
And then he started getting hurt. But in that first 8 seasons, you never saw him in commercials or nothing. We got college kids in commercials now.
He's just a private guy, though. We talked about it.
I know.
Think about Derek Jeter when he played.
Yeah.
We didn't know one thing about Derek Jeter. Larry Bird.
Yeah.
The only thing I knew about Larry Bird was that he liked to drink beer because Shane was friends with a girl who was friends with Bird.
Yeah, but even Bird's in commercials.
Yeah.
He's in one of them.
Yeah, with Magic doing McDonald's and Jordan.
No, he's in that commercial. Remember? Because I just see it the other night. When he jumps up, comes down through the floor there.
The bird's 65 years old now.
I know, but he's just doing them. How did they pick them to do it? I mean, I'm not saying that.
Because the Celtics are on a roll. That's why they picked Bird to do it. Celtics have the best team in basketball, and they brought back Bird for it. Next thing you know, Magic will be jumping through a chimney or something. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, especially in the day of social media, Facebook, Insta, X, right? I've never seen anything on Mike Trout. One thing.
No. That's the way he wants it. Right under the radar.
But then now you go to football.
Yeah.
There's not a private human being who plays in the NFL.
Right.
We know their life story. Every one of them. Isn't it amazing? Even Brady, we played out his divorce.
I mean,
in real time. Tom, it's me or football. Okay, see you later.
Yeah. 30 for 30s. All that stuff. Wouldn't Trout be one you'd watch a little bit?
The social media and in the spotlight since college, so. Whereas baseball, you go through the different divisions.
Yeah, but you just, you have, the thing about baseball is it's so worldly. You know, it's turned into a world game. Football is like, basically, it's an American game. Like, baseball is just so worldly now. I mean, how many countries are represented playing baseball, you know? I'm just saying, like, you don't read as much about baseball players getting in trouble as you do football players. NBH sweeps everything under the rug, so you don't really know much about them. Listen, they're all billion-dollar corporations. Whatever they're doing it right. The problem with football is it's never enough. Like, it's just, you know, they're turning the game into flag football to protect the quarterbacks. And just, you know.
They haven't got enough.
I know, there's not even enough quarterbacks in the NFL, which is, there's not 32 guys in the whole world that could run a football team from behind center?
You would think.
Who's your quarterback this year? Who's starting the first game?
The guy we drafted.
You think he's going to start the first game?
Yeah.
They say he's not.
It's all right. Well, then why, if they say he's not, why is there going to be a competition?
Yeah, but he changes his tune every day. Our coach doesn't even know what he's doing. That's Gerard Mayo. Every time he speaks, he gets scolded.
Yeah.
So think about this one. So for 20 years, we had Bill. We heard nothing. We heard nothing about the draft. We heard nothing about injuries. We heard nothing about anybody but our next opponent. Now, we have to hear 7 angles on every subject from the head coach. So what Bill didn't do, this guy's on the opposite end of the spectrum. He's setting us up for everything, right? They dodged around that draft like they were doing this. Then they were trading back. Then they were going for the best athlete. Then they were going for the quarterback. Then the last 20 drafts, we didn't even know we were in a draft.
Right.
Bill, how are you looking for the draft? We're on to Cleveland. That's where the draft is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. We'll see you in a month. Right now, it's like day to day. It's something new. Like, you listen to Boston Radio. If you listen to the show from 2 to 6 on WEI, it's 90% Patriot talk. It's exhausting.
Yeah. I was so glad that the draft got here and left, so you didn't have to hear, well, I think we're going to take this quarterback.
I don't think anybody on that show even played sports. There's 3 of them. I don't think they even played sports. They're like, this is what they should have done. This is what they should do. This is what they're going to do. I'm like, what are you talking about? Find something new. The Patriots are old news. Like, that's over. It's baseball season and basketball playoffs and the Bruins.
Right.
Every day they devote at least an hour to the Patriots, trying to second guess and predict. And I don't think people care.
Everybody was predicting what they should do. Okay? There was never a time that I ever thought that they wouldn't take a quarterback in that first pick. Kraft could not do that. Kraft could not take that chance and drop down or take
that. Is this the same guy who fired Brady and Belichick? I don't think he cares.
Right. But what I'm saying is, because we didn't have, we had Jones, okay?
Yeah.
And if we didn't have a quarterback or had another yellow, it was going on Kraft. So Kraft come up. He had to take a quarterback. So when it all goes down, it isn't going to be Kraft because I got you your quarterback.
I think they're finding out that Kraft had a lot more to do with Bill's decisions than Bill did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day by day, it's coming out. Kraft isn't looking good in the public eye. I'm sorry if you're a Kraft guy. All right, listen to the buzz. Give us a call. We haven't had a call today. 843-8623.
Bam! Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking.
Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking.
Here we come. Not the home stretch yet. We could use a call. I mean, we got the Bruins, the Celtics. No one wants to talk about any of that stuff. Are you serious? 843-8623. Give us a call. Woody'd love to talk to you. What's going on in the fishing world?
Went down yesterday for a while. Rigged up the poles. Ready to go. Looks like next weekend we'll go out and get a few haddock.
Oh, nice.
Ready to start.
All ready to go?
All ready to go. I threw for a few stripers. Didn't get any. Had a couple hits. Didn't get any.
Can you catch them now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When they get here. They got this app you can go to, and I'm sure they got people all up and down the coast. And now that the stripers are coming up, they're right on the Mass New Hampshire border. So basically, Newburyport is where the stripers are.
No kidding.
Who is it?
Bruno.
What's up, Bruno?
Not much. Hey, I just want to tell you guys something. Sometimes you've been struggling about what Field & Sons does for a business, and nobody really says it when you guys are talking about them, and
yeah,
they're good friends of mine. So I'm going to tell you what they do. They move mobile homes and set mobile homes, and they move modular homes around and set them. That's what they do for a business.
How often does that happen?
A lot.
Does it really?
Yeah, and they're like super good at it, and they are the nicest people you will ever meet.
They're out of Grantham?
They're out of Grantham. Yeah.
Bruno, I forget which.
Woody met one of them.
One of them was there, but I met him in the supermarket one day. Great guy.
Probably Danny.
Great guy.
The oldest son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The father, Reggie, Mr. Field,
yeah,
grew up on a farm. You know, I'm not knowing this for sure, but I doubt he was very wealthy. Pretty super hard worker, smart guy, and done super well for himself.
Good for him.
By working hard, you know
yep.
what I mean?
Sure.
It's just like you had Jake Dulac on earlier, and it's in his genes to be like that, because
yep.
that's the way the Dulacs were, you know.
So what do? They move mobile homes and what else?
So they move mobile homes and they move modular homes.
Modular.
So, Bruno.
And set them up.
Your goal is to have, who'd you say, Dan?
Yeah.
Have him call the show. We'd love to talk to him.
And I get after him. Next time I see him, I'll tell him to call.
Yeah. Be great.
You know,
I'd like
family
to talk
business,
to him again.
Bunch of family works there.
Maybe they could take us on a pub crawl.
I doubt it.
No, we could set up some furniture in a mobile home.
they're like the nicest people, too. So I just wanted to say that. And hopefully the Bruins win. That's a big disappointment if they don't.
Oh, man, this is nail-biting. You know what's funny? A guy called the radio show yesterday. He goes, I'm sick of all these people who don't watch regular season hockey. They watch the playoffs and they're experts. And I'm thinking to myself, yep, I'm one of them. Playoff hockey is intense, though. It's definitely the best.
It's really good sport.
Those guys spit their guts out. There's no days off. They were up and down the ice the other night. Like, they spit their guts out. There's no... None of this load management or any of this crap going on. Like, these guys, you know what? They're underpaid. And who the heck?
Absolutely. I've always said and thought this, that that's got to be one of the toughest professional sports to play. The amount of games they play in a week and how physical it is.
And they're not even on their feet. They're on freaking blades.
They're on blades.
Yeah.
You got to have balance. You have to... Speed, you got to be tough.
Underpaid, overworked.
That doesn't get the credit.
I love it when they break out. It's just like a basketball where they break out. They got the trail of the guy passes, goes behind the guy. It's got the same rules that we had in basketball when they break out. It's pretty cool to watch from behind.
Yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed the hockey. I'm going to watch tonight's game, whether my neighbor's home or not. I've been going to his house. He's been drinking it right up, but we'll see. All right, Bruno.
All right.
Yep.
See you, Bruno.
Field and Sons forever. Yep. Okay, Kentucky Derby talk. I didn't know this. I may be a little naive. Okay, so let's think about this. You have the horse, and generally the jockeys weigh around 100 pounds. 100. Willie Shoemaker was a 110.
Yeah. How tall?
I don't know. I'm just giving you the height. 5'2", maybe. I don't know. They're not very big. But it doesn't matter. I didn't realize that that's not why the horse go. Like, how little the jockey doesn't really have a bearing on the outcome, because every horse with the jockey in the saddle, they all weigh 126 pounds. Every person in equipment weighs 126 pounds when they.
So they got to get down to that.
So if you got Willie Shoemaker in there at a 110, you got to have a saddle. You got to put lead weights in the saddle to get him a buck. It's like the fishing derby,
right?
You kill the fish, you stuff the weights in its mouth, it weighs more. Same thing they do with the Kentucky Derby.
I didn't know.
I didn't either. So every horse weighs 126 pounds.
Huh.
When they're at the starting gate. Not every horse. The rider in the saddle, all the contents in the saddle.
So these jockeys have to manage their weight for group.
Yes.
Race
day. Yeah, they're like wrestlers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, as long as you're within. Well, you got to do the math. What is the, just say the saddle weighs 5 pounds.
Right. No, I get it.
So you have to do everything around your weight in the saddle.
Right.
So you have to watch that. Right. Exactly.
So if I come in and I weigh 119 pounds, I'm just going to put a little lead on that.
Right.
But as the horse goes, he's carrying the same weight
every
time.
So I'd like to talk to somebody who knows about, is it better to have a 120-pound guy in a 7 pounds, 6 pounds saddle, or is it better to have a 100-pound guy in a 6 pound saddle with that much lead in it? Is there an advantage, different of the weight? I'd be interested to know that. Do we have anybody who knows anything about horses? At 843-8623.
If you and I went in, we'd have to race bareback.
No, the horse would get on us. The horse would get on us. Yeah, interesting fact. I told that to somebody. Go, yeah, everybody knows that. I'm like, they do? Where the hell have I been?
Right. We've never known that.
No.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, every year for 16 years.
Yep. What are some of the names?
I don't have it. I heard if you pull up a list there on your screen for the Kentucky Derby, then we could go through the favorites. So somebody send me a list of the horses, if you could, listening to the show at my text. And, we could go through them. I might be able to pull it up during the break. We got one little break left. But I heard, if I saw the names, I could tell you. So the guy who works there called the show, and he's talked about a horse who hasn't won yet, but he felt like it's the best bet. And if I saw the name, I could tell you. We didn't do too good last year. Who called up and told us, gave us...
Oh, yeah. Remember that? He come in fifth.
Gave us $5 on the horse finishing fifth. Who gave us that tip? Someone who works with horses.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
And people were betting it. Because I remember little Billy Smith wrote me. He goes, now, what was the name of that horse again? I don't know if it was for the Derby, but it was definitely a big race. So we got good feedback on Kylie Young's interview last week. Kylie was happy with it. I saw Kylie a bunch this week at work. Unfortunately, it didn't get taped, so no one could hear it. And I asked Kylie, did anybody tape it at your house? Like, people just wouldn't do that because you don't do that anymore. So, but she was happy with the interview. Catherine left yesterday. Catherine, she was thrilled with her interview as well. Her parents listened to it from California. I want to give a shout-out to all our listeners across the country. I know you're listening from everywhere because I get texts from you. And so they got on the van yesterday, door-to-door, took them down to Boston. And
so you talked about that dog, and they were going down to get the dog and learn and everything. Do we have any?
I haven't heard a word about it, if the dog's here now or not. I'll ask Robin. I'll reach out this week and ask her. So here's some news. Tiger Woods gets special exemption into the U.S. Open at Pinehurst and accepts it. So he's going to play this year in the U.S. Open.
So what's the special?
So listen to this. He has lifetime exemptions to the Masters, the PGA, and the British Open until he's 60 years old for the British Open because they just changed the rule. But he doesn't. The U.S. Open, for some reason, I think if you win the U.S. Open, you get 5 years because the USGA is the USGA. Not to sound like a jerk, but I'm trying to. And so Tiger isn't ranked because he plays so little. This is the first time that he hasn't been exempt for a major since 1996. Shit. 28 years.
Yeah.
So he's thrilled to death, too, that he got it. Like, he's very thankful, and so he's going to play.
Yeah! Shake, rattle, and roll! Oh, yeah! Shake, rattle, and roll! I said, shake, rattle, and roll! Well, you never do nothing to save your damn boy's soul.
Okay, the horse is Just a Touch. That's the horse that the guy said on the show. He's not one of the favorites. He's up there, but he said he's a horse that's just gotten better and better.
Who is it?
Hello.
Who is it?
Tobin?
Tobin, did he leave?
It looks like they left, yep.
Wrong number.
Why would they do that? It's called the radio show.
Huh.
All right. What do we got today? Dartmouth softball, 12:30, doubleheader against Columbia. Football, wow, what a catch that was. Look at that catch. Football right now, showing SportsCenter, top 10. That was number one. Catch for Notre Dame, center fielder, lefty. We got Bruins tonight. I'm sorry if you're not from around here, but that's kind of that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Around here tonight.
We got the Red Sox, Twins.
What time's the Derby kickoff?
I don't know.
Six-ish?
Probably.
Don't they usually run it out to six?
Got to look at all the hats and stuff first.
My Anna went to the Kentucky Derby a couple of years ago.
They got hats, didn't they? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It used to be a big deal around here. People get
that's
out there. That's
who give us the tip. Because Anna went to the Kentucky Derby, and her friend managed horses.
Oh, right. Yes, it was. It was Sophia.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yes, from the horse barns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come in town.
Right. It was Anna's friend. 6:55 is 6:57 post time tonight. What the hell time do the Bruins play? I'm not.
6:58.
I mean, the Derby's only a two-minute thing.
Right.
I mean, that's the best thing to do. Turn the TV on at 6:45.
Yep. Going off at 6:58. Red Sox will be off at 7:05.
They're playing a day game, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are.
Yeah, it's a 2:10 start time.
Yeah. They don't want to interfere with right. They're not going to play when the Bruins play. Yep. All right, so you got another Boston sports bonanza today. Sox, Derby, Bruins.
So if the Bruins win,
yep, they play Carolina.
But I guess this all has to be managed, right? I mean, depending on who they play, the Bruins and Celtics have got to be offset games.
Yeah. They played back-to-back the other night. So apparently the ice is not the same at the Boston Garden than any rink in the country.
I don't know.
Yeah, they can't. There's a chemical that every rink uses but the Boston Garden. it's because that the ships come in and it's too close. It's something to do with the ocean. Too close. The chemicals come in on the ships.
Melts the ice.
I don't know. It's something. That's what they said. It's too close to the ocean, and the ships can't bring it in.
How many hockey arenas have basketball courts over the top of them, in all of them?
Madison Square Garden, the Boston Garden. Not many.
You would think that'd be tough. Why wouldn't the Bruins or the Celtics have their own?
Well, I think the Bruins would have to leave because there's too much history in there for the Celtics.
Right. But wouldn't you think there would be a baseball field?
You would.
Basketball and Bruins?
Well, they must have a lease where that they're locked in on for 100 okay. years or something. Yeah, I wonder. We'll look that up this week. How many? Definitely the Knicks and the Celtics.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. You can come up with them. All right.
Here we go.
Don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagon. Have a great week. Go Bruins. Go Celts. Next week will be a new adventure. You've been listening to The Buzz of the Rich and Woody.
Over. Thank you.